Blog Talk Radio.
Here at Hermosa Beach, California. Welcome to the show. And I know I have kind of a weird off-topic or interesting title today, but you know, it's one of those things. When I do my shows, I kind of think, well, you know, what comes to me, and I just thought, you know, I'm going to talk about this because I thought about it a couple days ago. So first, I like to do a sound check every week because I, never know if I'm having technical issues, and I don't want to find out 10 minutes into the show that you can't hear me. So if you can hear me fine, just press 1 on your phone, and it'll put your hand up real quick, and then press it again to put it down so it's not stuck in the up position. Great. So I can see them popping up. That means you can hear me. So the topic of today's show is what does the HC Diet Coach, which is me, have in common with TV's Dr. Gregory House? And the reason why I kind of came up with this, because I realized after I was watching House, I think it was last week, could have been earlier this week, actually. And I like the show. I mean, I like the show. I mean, I think House is an interesting character. But really, I'm fascinated by the whole premise of what he does. And the fact that he is this brilliant doctor, diagnostician, that people come to figure out things that just don't seem that they can't figure out. You know, illnesses that just have all these weird multiple symptoms going on, and really somebody has to kind of has to know a lot and then figure out how to diagnose the problem in order to cure the patient or save the patient's life, and it's always some dramatic thing going on. And it kind of dawned on me that I get a lot of calls in the 911 kind of mentality. Help me, I'm stuck, or help me, I'm gaining weight, or help me, something's not right, or whatever the case may be. And that's a lot of what I do, is the diagnostics, the HCG diagnosing what could be the problem that's causing people either to not lose as much as they want, or that's causing them to stall, or whatever the case may be. And make no mistake, I don't want to even, you know, say that I'm not a doctor for obvious reasons, and I'm not giving medical advice, but I think that the analogy, because Dr. House is a fictitious, character on TV, so I felt pretty safe to make that correlation. But really, it's kind of, you know, I really kind of thought about it, and I said, you know, one thing I'm really good at that I haven't seen too many other people be able to do, including medical doctors that are prescribing this protocol, is help people when they get into the protocol and something doesn't go as planned. That they either think they're following the protocol or they are following the protocol, and for whatever reason something shifts and they get stuck, and they usually pick up the phone and call the source in which they, you know, got their program from. A lot of times the doctor and the doctor's office kind of gives them a general answer, and really doesn't take the time to actually go through the question and answer process you really need to go through to figure out what's going on. But I have to say that a lot of them don't know. And I got to say that, you know, I've said it before, you guys have heard me say it before, that really, until you do this protocol, you can have all the clinical smarts you want, you can have all the degrees and PhDs, and I respect doctors a great deal, and this is no way any kind of a dig, but it's just it's about that this is not just about plain old, dieting or plain old, medical, you know, medical weight loss system. This really has its own unique characteristics of how it works. It's a very interesting but very consistent and sensitive mechanism, this protocol. And unless you physically go through it, it's really hard for you to kind of throw some generalities out there of what somebody should be able to do to solve the problem. And I looked around and I realized that, you know, I looked online and see, you know, there's people that are coaching or what have you. And it's, you know, it's kind of like, well, really, what is it you're coaching them on? If you give people the same information that they can find online, or you find in our book, or, you know, for me to just to regurgitate the same information that people are finding out there, because that, the answers that are found out on the internet may not be the answers that are going to solve your problem. Every person is unique, and every person experiences unique symptoms when it comes to their protocol. And, you know, even though some of them can be very much the same, you know, we know that stalls are stalls, and you know, these happen, and weight gain happens, and you know, edema happens, and all these different things happen, but no one really knows why it's happening for them. And I just kind of went, you know what? I think I'm the Dr. House of the HCD diet because of the fact that it's one of the things that when I can't figure something out, it just haunts me until I do. And I think I have 100% success rate so far in helping anyone who's had a problem figure out what's causing it and get them back on track to where they're losing weight. And I've had some that really have stumped me, and I've had to sleep on it for a while or say, let's play and let's try a couple things and just take out a couple things and put in a couple things. But eventually the point is that my tenacity and their tenacity solves the problem. And I thought, you know what? This is a huge value-added service that is not available out there. And the fact that I do it because I love it, and I do it because I told people from day one that this protocol changed my life, and I'm committed to helping people succeed and reach their goal. So it's not about me just selling a product or giving you access to a product and then saying good luck with it. Oh, here's the book. Follow it, and you should be okay. Now, in most cases, most people can, here's the book, follow it, and get the results that they're expecting out of their protocol. But even along the way, that sometimes, you know, things kind of can get, there could be little bumps in the road that cause people, you know, panic. And I try to outline that in our books and stuff, let you know that, you know, these things shall come. Expect these things to come, and this is what you do, this is how you deal with it. But there's always those cases where it's just, they don't know. And I got to tell you that most of the time, the conversation always starts off with, I'm following this diet to the T. I'm doing everything that I know to do it perfectly, and I'm not losing weight. And usually that's a huge red flag to me because the person's conviction is there, and I realize that they are committed, but also it means that, you know what, perfect and to a T all depends on the quality of the information that you got in the first place. It all depends on what protocol you're following, what information you got. Did you get it from the doctor? Did you get it from Dr. Simeon? Did you get it from us? Did you get it from your friend? Has it been diluted 3, 4, or 5 times before it actually got to you? So usually that's usually the sign that tells me, well, this is a solvable issue. Now I've had people that are extremely anal and they are following it through T, but there's also the body reacts differently. Everybody reacts differently, and you need to be able to tweak it up. So the reason why I said I was going to have this show today, because I don't think people know that. I mean, the funny thing is I would say that, you know, of the majority of the calls that I get, and I get a lot, that the majority of them, I would say 50% of the calls, 60% of the calls are diagnostic calls, 20% of the calls are, you know, I know this protocol, I've heard about it, I know it works, but can you just tell me again, you know, is this going to work for me? And they ask the general questions, and I don't mind that, but it's because people have, you know, they want to know. And then 10% or the other, my math is right, and I guess the other 20 or 30% is my private coaching people that actually they already know from the beginning that they're calling and saying, look, I've already failed at this thing a couple times. I failed at every other diet I have. This is my last chance. I don't want to Mickey Mouse around. I don't want to take any chances. I need help from day one, and I want you to get me through this protocol so I get my goal. And those are the people that come to my house weekly and the people I call across the country weekly that are on my schedule. And that's that category. So, but the majority of those calls that I get, the majority of the time I spend on the phone are in 911 diagnostic-type situations where people are just panicked. and they can't find the answer that they're looking for, or they can't get the help they're looking for, and they get very frustrated, especially when they go back to their source of origin and expecting to get help, and they're not. And so one of the things that I really am proud of is that from day one, I put my telephone number out on the internet, and people told me I was crazy, that I'd have a bunch of nutsos, nutty people calling me and emailing me, and that, you know, no one puts their number out on the internet. But I thought to myself, if I wanted to help somebody, if somebody wanted help, you know, you have to give them a direct line to you. Otherwise, that they're going to, by the time they actually get themselves to the point that they're ready to ask for help, if you make it difficult for them to get to you, then they're going to give up. And that kind of is contradictory to the part of me that wants to serve. So I get phone calls from people from all over the world, and sometimes I get more tickled when the calls are coming from from places, you know, from out of the country, and I had the Droid for a long time. My wife had the iPhone, and I could never so she always knew, like, what origin people were calling from, where they were calling from. I'm like, how do you get that? I never know. I just have a phone number, and that's why my phone bill was so big, because I would just get a message and call people back and realize I'm calling Canada, or realize I'm calling someplace else. Unless it was one of those dial 001 numbers where I knew it was out of the international call, I would just dial people back and find out that I'm talking to people in Canada, and it cost me a lot. But now I can kind of see where the phone calls are coming from, and they're all over the country, and I get tickled because I'm like, oh, I haven't had one from this before, or I haven't had a call from here. I get a lot of calls from this state. So anyway, get back on track. You know, I realize that people may not know this, but this is what I'm really good at, and I want to encourage people to take advantage of that. And they're doing it already. And the funny thing is that it's majority of the time it's the people that have the questions that are calling in 911. They're doing a protocol other than ours. So it's not like they came through our system, got our information, got our packages, got our books, and kind of went, okay, I read everything, I'm following everything, and I had a problem. And some do. I'm not saying that everyone gets through our system perfectly. But I kind of think to myself, what made them pick up the phone and call me? I'm figuring they didn't start here, but they're ending up here, and I kind of go, "Wow, that's kind of cool. That must mean something. It must mean that I obviously am building some credibility out there in the HD diet universe, and I hope so. So I want to break down to you a little bit what it looks like, and maybe by the time I'm done with this little conversation, you'll be able to kind of help yourself and self-diagnose yourself. So you don't have these issues, and then if you do have these issues, then obviously I'm available to help. But I just want to kind of outline some of the major problems that I see with people having this protocol. And I'm still kind of blown away that the success level of this diet is still dropping, and it's not dropping so much because of the protocol itself. It just seems that people are either coming into it with a different expectation, and then if the expectation is not met, and sometimes the expectation is unrealistic and it's not met, they kind of get discouraged. And I always get kind of puzzled. And I got to tell you, I'm so glad that I came into this protocol blind, that I didn't have a whole bunch of information out there that I could get confused with. And I really think it was a blessing. I think timing was a blessing. And I think it's more challenging for those of you that are starting the protocol now or in the process of doing it now, because there's so much information out there. And what happens is that people, I get someone that says, help, my weight is slowing down, and I don't want to get discouraged and quit the diet. And I talked to him, and I was like, how long have you been on the protocol? I've been on it for, 14 days. I lost 23 pounds, but it's slowing down. I mean, I lost 10 pounds the first week, and only lost 8 the second week, and it's slowing down. And I'm thinking, did you realize the first part of that conversation? I asked you, you've been on a diet for 14 days, and you've lost 23 pounds. I would think that would be something to celebrate beyond celebrate. And I get blown away that people are actually disappointed. And I'm thinking, what is it they're disappointed about? Like, what is out there? And maybe you guys can help me at the end of this call, because, like I said, I don't read all the rhetoric that's out there. But what is out there that lets people be disappointed with losing that kind of dramatic weight in a short period of time? And when we start calculating the numbers, I'm like, do you realize you've, in the days that you've given me and the time you've been on the diet, you've averaged over a pound and a quarter a day. Is there any diet protocol that you've ever done in your entire lifetime that has ever rendered those kind of results? And obviously the answer is no. Well, I was told that I could lose 2 to 3 pounds a day. And I said, well, you know, the first week he averaged out a little over 2 pounds a day. But think about it realistically. I mean, that it's based on people of all shapes and sizes, and someone who's coming from 300 pounds may drop 30 pounds in their first 14 days or something. And I've seen that happen. And that is averaging 2 pounds a day or more. But realistically, I mean, this protocol from day one was about losing anywhere from a half a pound to a pound and sometimes 2 pounds a day, but it was extreme cases. I mean, I think that even a half a pound a day, if you did the math in your head, you go, okay, well, I can get to my goal by this date. There's never been a diet, a protocol, and I hate saying a diet, but there's never been a protocol that I've seen of some of the multi-million dollar selling protocol diets on TV and in this country, that you can actually take a calendar out, take the number of days that you plan on being on the protocol, and kind of, even if you lowball it and do a half a pound a day, you could actually look into the future and say, this is so possible and feasible for me to be 15 pounds or 30 pounds or 40 pounds down by the time I reach this date on the calendar. And to me, I think that is utterly exciting and inspiring, because it's always been usually a journey of you never know how long it's going to take you, and you have to, your experience is by what you're experiencing in that particular day or week. And for me, I've never lost, you know, more than 2 to 4 pounds on any given diet other than the HCD diet protocol, and that two, three pounds was not on a weekly basis. That was like maybe, you know, every other week. So I kind of thought, and I kind of started reading through the conversations that I have with people, and a lot of them are based on the belief that they're following the protocol to the letter, but yet the question is, what protocol? Now, I had a conversation, or actually I think it was an email, a young lady that, and I get a lot of emails too with the same, you know, kind of topic conversation, 911, I need help. And following the protocol, I can't understand why I lost 8 pounds the first week, but now I'm not losing any weight. And then my questions are, I always have the same questions, and I'm going to tell you these questions in a minute, so you guys can kind of play these questions in your head. If you end up being in this situation, or if you are in the situation, you can kind of ask yourself these questions. But the big flag was, okay, so I'm eating. At first it was like I'm eating the chicken or the fish or whatever, and I'm having my little asparagus. And then she said, I only had 3 Diet Cokes, and I'm thinking, okay, well, wow, where did that come from? 3 Diet Cokes. And she said, well, you know, I kind of thought, well, you know, it's artificial sweeteners. I know someone said don't eat artificial sweeteners, but I figured, you know what, I was told that my friend had Diet Coke, and so I'm thinking, where did Diet Coke, in any protocol out there, and if you see somebody with a protocol that says Diet Coke, run. So I'm thinking, where does this information come from? Because I know that even though we changed the protocol, everything I changed in the protocol, I tested, made sure it worked, not only for myself, but multiple people, and then still stuck with the integrity of the protocol, keeping the proteins, you know, the reason for the proteins and the reason for the vegetables, and only added vegetables that had, you know, vitamin benefits that were beneficial, that didn't seem to cause any adverse effect, and actually sometimes increased the weight loss process. But it was very strategic and mathematical how he went about it, and scientific, if you will, and, you know, by experiment and, excuse me, trial and error. So I'm kind of wondering, where is this information coming from? So I always start asking people questions, you know, about how perfect they're doing it, and then, or you get the sentence, and if you guys listen to this, maybe you may have had this conversation, especially from doing the protocol, if you're doing it multiple times, and this is a very, very important conversation, that how your body reacted to the protocol the first time you did, and you had great success, and you went, yeah, great success, but you didn't have great longevity, so you lost the weight because you... And I say this because I know this. You're scared. You're paranoid. You don't want to mess up. You're following the rules, and you're losing the weight. You're excited, and then something happens with the phase 3 and phase 4, and for whatever reason, you either didn't do it correctly, or you didn't think to do it. You didn't think it was important, and you end up back in life where the weight, you end up with the weight back or a good portion of the weight back, and then you're doing it again. And I find it to be the case with people who have done multiple protocols, at least more than one, that the second or third time around they go, well, you know what, I'm not losing the same way as I was losing the first time, and I'm doing exactly what I did the first time, and I'm not losing the weight, what's going on? And then he starts thinking, well, maybe it's my HCG, and they start looking outside of themselves, which is very systematic of, you know, problem solving for the majority of us as human beings, and I'm not excluded from this conversation at all. You know, we look beyond ourselves and go, what else could it be? And we never turn the mirror and look in the mirror and point the fingers at ourselves and say, okay, what am I doing differently? And sometimes it's about what you're doing differently and don't know it, and sometimes it's about the fact that you being a creature of habit on this protocol can actually work to your disadvantage, or anything you got away with the first time around, you're not going to be so lucky to get away with it the second time around. So let me give an example. If, for example, some people get comfortable with the creature habit where they'll go, I'm just going to have chicken and fish, or chicken and shrimp, or fish and shrimp, or whatever. They have these, like, they pick two protein choices that are easy for them to fix, and they make it just this mundane, repetitive cycle over and over again. And the first time around, your body is shocked with the fact that you're eating lean proteins and vegetables and fruits for the first time and consistently, probably in ever or decades. So your body's responding quite well to this. But our bodies are, it's an amazing mechanism, very intelligent mechanism, and it, after a while, you can't fool it. So you got to keep it guessing. So if you are one of those people that have been a creature of habit and you've been repeating the process and repeating the same food combinations, the same portions, the same everything, then pretty soon your body just kind of goes, you know what, I got your number, and it stops responding. And it doesn't matter how perfectly you're doing this protocol. If you do it in that fashion, you're going to have problems. There's a reason why there is, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different protein choices. And when I say different, I mean different types of fish, you know different types of crustaceans, and then you have your lean proteins, what have you. But there's a reason for it. There's a reason why there's, you know, 10, 12 different vegetables. There's a reason why there's 3, 4 different fruits. The objective is that you keep a variety of these foods in your body, and you actually continue to use them, so you create different chemical reactions on a daily basis, so your body doesn't get the signal that you basically programmed you eating the same thing. So usually when I did it perfectly last time and I had no problem, then I'm doing the same exact thing this time. That's usually one of the problems. So I'm going to give you some diagnosis, some diagnostic stuff that I come up with, that I find out after asking these strategic questions. Then I always ask people, well, tell me exactly what you ate yesterday, for example. And they'll tell me exactly what they ate. Then tell me exactly when you ate. And the reason why these are important, because people don't realize that, you know, especially when your appetite has been minimized by the ATG in your system because you're getting all this fat being flushed in there, that people don't realize how time goes by. And every time you let your body go past 3 hours of consuming either a snack or some protein or your vegetables or something, your metabolism starts to shut down. And actually, so you're basically stopping and starting your metabolism on a daily, all day long, if you're stretching out your meals past the 2.5-3 hour mark. And that's when it starts to plummet, and then it just shuts down. So then you have to try and rev that engine up again. And I always say, think about it as a train moving at full speed, having to slam on the brakes and stop, and then have to start again. How long it takes it to get back to full speed again? That's the same thing you're doing with your body. So when I find out that, okay, well, I didn't have breakfast, or and I had coffee, and then I had my snack at 10:30, and then I had lunch at 2:30, and then had dinner at 8, and I skipped over my other snack. Big clue number one, that the body, your metabolism is shutting down throughout the day. So you're basically, you're flipping the light switch on and off, on and off, on and off all day long, and all that does is burn up electricity, but it doesn't get you any light in the room. So these are the questions I ask. So when you start having these kind of, if you start having these problems, I don't say when, don't want to project it on you. Start looking at your days before and start looking at your schedule. I tell you, people, I said, if I ask you what was your start weight, and you go, oh, I think it was about, and I go, what was your weight today? Well, I think it was, if you don't know, That means, to be honest with you, you're not tracking this protocol how it's designed to track. You have no idea what your numbers are. You have no idea what your inches are. So really, the information you're giving me is garbled because of the fact that you have not tracked your weight. So what makes it difficult to diagnose people like that, because you basically don't know the facts. You don't know what you ate. You don't know what food combinations rendered better results than others. I mean, I tell people, especially people that I coach, I say, they send me their charts every week. I look at them and I can tell by looking at their food intake what days produce better results than others, and then we find a way to try to mimic those days on a weekly basis, to try and get to maximize their fat loss. So these are things that I do in the diagnostic process, and my mind just thinks this way. And it's like, you know, I don't know. I think I've done enough trial and error and talked to enough people and solved enough problems that I kind of find that a lot of people are having the similar problems, but it's how you ask the questions. So for you guys that are doing this protocol or attempting to do it or going to do it or in it, start asking yourself these questions. Start looking at your charts. If you're not tracking your charts, or you're not tracking your food, you're not tracking what you're eating, your water intake, all that is data in is data out. If you put in garbage, you're going to get out the same kind of garbage, and you're not going to be able to understand why the protocol is not responding to you, because you are different than your daughter or your sister or your cousin or your friend or your colleague at work. And everybody's metabolism moves in a different fashion. And when you start comparing your results and start trying to do what they do or not do what they do, you end up having a problem. So this is kind of what my day looks like, and I find it fascinating because for me it's always a new challenge, and that's why I look at Dr. House, because the show always starts off with, you know, some weird anomaly that's going on, that something weird happens with the patient. They come in, they start reading off all these weird symptoms, and all that you see is all these doctors are putting their head together to figure out what it could be, and they start doing the process of elimination, and they start looking back in their past and digging in their house and going through their garbage, because all that information matters. And I'm right now the only person on the planet that I know of, and if there's other people like me, I'd love to get together with them and really, you know, do this, because I'm the only person I know on the planet right now that actually does this for this protocol, and I do it because it really can make a difference between somebody quitting and somebody getting to their goal. And I know what quitting feels like. It sucks. And I know what getting to your goal feels like, and it's fantastic. And that opportunity to be there and kind of stop that person from derailing their success, because for some people, this is their last hope. I mean, they've even told themselves, they came into the protocol, they, you know what, I've tried everything else, this is my last hope. And that's when someone uses words like that, that's a very powerful statement, which means that if this doesn't work for them, for whatever reason, either due to their own demons or just lack of information or the wrong information, it could mean that they could give up and shorten their life by 10, 15 years. They could, you know, live miserably and feel unhealthy and leave that legacy for their children. It's not uncommon that you have obese parents who start having obese children, because they eat what we eat, they look how we look, they follow us, they look up to us, and therefore we have a very, really huge responsibility to our children. And there's a lot of obese children in the world. So there's a huge big picture to this, but this information I found to be, it just kind of went off in my head that, yeah, I said, you know what, there are people that are just picking up the phone and saying, I hope this guy answers the phone and I hope he can help me. I heard, and maybe they heard from someone else that I helped them, but I'm thinking that a lot of people don't know where to go and don't know that this is available. So I know that these podcasts and these radio shows, they play themselves out and they get you know, listened to by thousands of people around the country, and I kind of go, you know what, I may, you know, my phone bill may just flip out, but you know, like I said, I'm gonna do it as much as I can, because like I said, I'm committed. So when you guys, if you're in this protocol and you're doing this, you know, when you start hearing your mind say, I'm doing this perfectly and it's not working for me, I gotta tell you that it is a rare case, a very rare case that this protocol doesn't work. Okay, now I have to give the caveat is that one of the other questions I ask people first off is, are you taking real HCG or homeopathic? And you'll be surprised that people will answer the question and go, I don't know, I think it's real HCG. I don't know. If you don't know, that's a problem. And so I said, then I have to, how I have to, and why that matters, okay, guys, I know that there's people out there that are wholeheartedly believe in the homeopathic ACG product. I know there's people, there's thousands of people that have lost weight on it. My thing is that the proof will be in the pudding 3 years from now, 2 years from now, 6 months from now, when those same people are living in the life and living in the body that they got from the protocol, or did they end up back where they started from? And I've seen too many people already that have lost weight on the homeopathic and gained it all back, and then some, and now they're here trying the real HD hormone. So, you know, I don't want to be that guy that's just, you know, bad mouthing other people's products or what have you. But I got to tell you what I believe to be true, because it makes a difference in how I answer certain questions. And the fact is, when I ask you the question, if you say I don't know, this is not uncommon. People don't know. Some people go, well, you know, my friend says she got it from a doctor, or I went to a doctor. And so I used to assume that, well, you went to a doctor, it must be real. And then I started asking the questions. Well, I said, well, then I go, well, are you taking shots or drops? And obviously injections are a lot easier to discern if they're real or not, because that's not too many people are going to inject homeopathic. So that kind of narrows the playing field. And then they go, well, no, it's drops. And I go, okay, well, did you mix them yourself or did you get them pre-mixed? And then they say, I bought them pre-mixed. Okay, so this is another process of elimination. Because the reason why that matters, because the symptoms they have will be different from the homeopathic versus real ACG. And how I answer the question or what advice I give makes a huge difference, because it won't work for homeopathic in most cases. So then I have to keep going. I have to keep digging and keep digging to get the information, because a lot of people just don't know. And so then I go, okay, well, it's in a pre-mixed bottle. Okay, it still doesn't necessarily zero it out to be not real, because there's some doctors who are actually formulating their own homeopathic HG with the real hormone, and they're mixing it together in their lab, and they're giving it to their patients, offering that option. So I don't want to zero it out. But then I go, okay, now read me the label. And then we read the label, and then they start reading, well, you know, sterile water and vitamins and 2 times ACGX and 1 time ACGX. And well, what the heck is ACGX? There is no ACGX, people. It's either human chorionic gonadotropin or ACG. There's no X. And so ACG, even the initials have now been so basically skewed that you don't know what you're buying anymore. And then the big clue is that because the FDA requires, obviously, you cannot sell any kind of real pharmaceutical drug over the counter, it's going to say on it, no hormone, this product contains no hormone. Okay. Well, if ACG is a hormone, a natural hormone found in the body, an amino peptide, then what's in that bottle would have to be a hormone of some sort. And it can't be stripped of its basic nature. So usually that means that you have sterile water and something that's been energized, or I don't know how the word they use for it. Basically, they have the signature, quote unquote, of HCG. You know what? I'm not a scientist. It could be possible, but everything that I've seen and experienced with clients is that you know, they're having problems. So that whole diagnostic process of trying to figure out what the person is doing, what protocol they're following, what protein intake they're eating, you know, are they skipping between, you know, a myriad of different protocols that they've stumbled across, it's really kind of a scientific, you know, question and answer thing. And to me, it's really intriguing. I don't know if I'll ever get tired of it or ever get bored of it, but it's fascinating because it's fascinating because the person always comes with the conviction that everything they're doing is perfect, and it must be the product itself, or it must be the diet itself, and not, it doesn't have any user error. And I got to tell you guys that 90% of the time that the protocol is not working the way it should, it is user error. It is a dietary error of some sort, maybe known or unknown to you, but that's the first place you should look. So in your process, I want you to realize that, number one, there is an option for you out there if you get stuck. More than happy to help you. And I love the fact that not only we provide a product, we provide a book that was personally authored by myself and my wife's recipe book that was personally authored, but we just don't put it out there and say, okay, good luck, that we actually stand behind it and are willing to help people through the process if they come across a problem. And I look at our competition, I look at other businesses that are promoting this protocol, and they're hidden behind an 800 number and nobody's there. And I got to tell you that people hang up on me a lot of times the very first time they call me because I answer my phone, and it freaks them out because they're expecting, their brain chemistry told them they were going to have an answer machine or somebody from overseas is going to answer my phone, or they're going to get some kind of answering service. And and when a person answers, they look at their phone and go, well, I must have misdialed. And they hang up, and then they call back again and I answer again. I'm like, whoa, I didn't expect to talk to you. And I answer my phone, and it freaks them out. If they leave me a message, I always call them back. You know, I think that I always get tickled to death by that, or I get a pause, like, okay, and I'm like, hello, hello, and they go, yeah, is this the 8CG Body for Life or the 8CG Diet? I'm like, yeah, this is Colin. They go, wow, I didn't expect you to answer your phone. And they think, well, you know, either you're not real busy or wow, you answer your phone. But I think, you know what, I know that usually when my phone rings, that no one else is calling me. I mean, I can tell if it's my family or friends, that if my phone is ringing, it's because somebody needs help. And how could you not answer your phone? And if you're available. So to me, that's a very purpose-driven life. You know, and I was just watching TED Talk, and if you haven't listened to TED Talk on podcast or on YouTube or whatever, it's fascinating. I mean, these are some of the most, you know, motivating and inspiring people in the world. And it was something to the fact that if the people that live the longest in the world, I mean, the people they call the centurions, that lived to be 100 and something years old, or their late 90s, and they outlived the majority of people by anywhere from 10 to 14 years. I think the average was like 12 years. Is because they asked them a question that was in the realm of, you know, what is your purpose every morning for awakening? And these are, you know, grandparents and great grandparents and great great grandparents, and they said, you know, they all had a purpose they had a purpose driven life. And if it was just as simple as I get to hold my great great granddaughter in the, every morning and feed her and rock her, and that to me is like, as the woman, I think the woman's answer was to me, it was like leaping into heaven, and that was her purpose. That people who are the happiest in life are the people that have a purpose driven life. And I feel extremely blessed because I know that every morning that I get up and put my feet on the floor, that I'm going to have the opportunity to help somebody take a shift in their life that may change it forever. At least it makes a mark or a dent, and then they'll in turn, because of how they feel and how they look and how they radiate and the accomplishment that they've made themselves, will allow them to share that with somebody else. And so I went, wow, like maybe I'll live a long time. At least my goal is I hope that with the change in my lifestyle and the way we live and the way we eat, that I'll outlive my parents, obviously, because they're both deceased at this point in time. So, you know, this was kind of the message that I wanted to deliver today, because I thought that, you know what, no one's talking about it, and the fact is that, you know what, if there is a, you know, they say, what is your unique selling principle of our company, our brand, of what we do every day, is that I have my wife who constantly thinks of something else she can create that's going to taste good, that's going to allow people not so much stay on the diet, on the protocol, but to give them choices that they can have. They don't have to give up on sweets. They don't have to give up on chocolate, give up on the things they love, and discover new things that they may not know they love, but have them be healthy, have them not have the processed sugars and processed, you know, stuff in it that actually will cause them to go back to the lifestyle that they just left. And so a lot of the stuff that she creates, and I'm lucky I get to taste them, and I'm always flashing them and putting them on Facebook. And it's funny that usually a recipe, I get slammed with about, you know, 30 comments within 5 minutes when I put a recipe up on Facebook. But, you know, that's her purpose-driven life, that she kind of goes, okay, well, That sounds like a good dish. Now let's see what's in it that I wouldn't want to put in my body and put in our family's body, and let's see if I can find something that I can switch it out for that it'll taste the same or better and still be a healthier choice. And so, and she's not a person that means she's always loved baking, but she is not someone who liked cooking at all. I mean, if you look at, if you ask her now, like, did you ever think that you'd be making recipes and be an author of a recipe book and creating all this crazy stuff that you create? And she would tell you no. I mean, it's funny that she was the one in the fitness industry for all these years, and for me, that if someone told me that I would be doing this, and that I would feel the way I feel, look the way I look, and I'd be talking to people all over the world, and talking on the radio, and speaking to gamers about health and fitness and weight loss, I'd have told you you're absolutely crazy. But you know what? The Lord works in mysterious ways and puts us where we're supposed to be. And I tell you, I've never had so much fun serving in my life. I've never had so much fun talking to people because, and I think you guys have heard me say this if you listen to my podcast or you've been on my show before, is that every time I talk to somebody and I hear in their voice either their excitement or their desperation, and I think they're very close together because desperation soon turns to excitement with this protocol, that I get excited because I already know for them what they're going to experience. I already know, and I tell them, it's like I tell them, in a week from now, or when you get your pack, in a week after you get your package, you're going to call me on the phone. You're going to say, "I cannot believe that I've lost this much weight. I cannot believe this thing is working for me." And I go, and I say, "I don't mind." And they laugh, and I go, "You know what? But you are, because you're going to be freaked out." And I get the calls all the time, and I already know by talking to them that their life's going to change. And I don't think how many. I mean, I can't think. I mean, I'm in the real estate business for 20-something years. And I thought I was giving, helping people get into the American dream. And I thought, my job was so important and my business was so important. And in the scheme of things, it's not important. It wasn't. I mean, yes, helping someone get their very first home, and it's something that's going to hopefully, except for this economy crash, give them some financial stability. At least that was the thought process anyway back then, and for the last 20-something years. But in the scheme of things, it didn't change if they would live or die. It didn't change if they were going to feel healthy or feel sexy or live longer or be around for their grandchildren. And their children. So it's pretty amazing how we ended up in this spot, and that's why I'm constantly using my brain and thinking, okay, what more can we do to create the higher level of success and create the fact that, because I really someone says, well, this diet craze is not going to be around forever, and I'm thinking, okay, well, if in fact you got really the most successful weight loss system on the planet, and people may not admitting it yet or agreeing with it yet, because the front runners and the big dollar companies and the big names you already know of and you see that on the TV every 15 minutes have cornered the market and brainwashed us that this is what the best choices are. And I mean, have you ever seen a bunch of negative press, on Weight Watchers and Nutrisystems and how it's dangerous? Has anyone ever made a big article about all the preservatives? How are you going to get a packaged food that has a one year shelf life that you're eating and consuming, and that all the chemicals that are keeping it in that plastic container? How is that possibly good for you? No one's really bad mouthing this, but you get a lot of negative press about this protocol and taking hormones, and this is messing you up, and it causes cancer, and all this crazy stuff. When we already know that half the preservatives and chemicals in most of the packaged foods that are in the market today or in products today cause more health problems than this protocol could ever do, and it's a big scare. And I believe that this protocol, if we band together and we continue to have successes in the millions, that it won't be ignored. And I'm on a mission. I'm telling you, I'm on a mission. It was 10,000, then it came to 100,000 people a year, and with 1 million people a year, I think big, 1 million lives a year. Hell, you know what? It's possible. And all I got to do is keep talking about it, keep helping people, keep sharing the love, and keep asking them. The only thing I want in return is that you pay it forward and share the love too. And you do that, you create a movement. That movie, Pay It Forward, was a brilliant concept of, you know what? You help your fellow man, and then just turn around payment I want is that you turn around and you help somebody else. And that's all I'm asking you guys to do, is to take control of your life, use the help that's in front of you, implement the protocol, be successful at it, and then all you have to do is just answer the people's questions, because they're going to come at you like gangbusters. They're going to look at you and go, how did you do something that the majority of people have not been able to do? Now, do you realize that the majority of the people, this is to the statistics that I found out this week that I thought was very, very empowering to me. One was that they said 90% of the people in the world would like to be a published author, but only 1% of the people in the world are. Well, we accomplished that, and I don't know how I did it, but we did that. And I was like, wow, that kind of puts us I didn't think about it, and I didn't make a beat. I was like, wow, to me, that just makes me feel good about me. I'll be honest with you. The second one is that the majority of the people that, and I'm sure it's not a surprise to you, the majority of people that start out getting healthy, usually in January, quit by October, and then they take them another year, another January goes by before they try to get healthy again. That wasn't as empowering. It could be a depressing statistic, but what I thought was that we can change that. We can change that because, you know, we're getting to New Year's Eve is going to be the big rush and everybody's going to want to get in shape again. And why do people fail? Because either they don't have enough guidance, they don't have enough information, they don't have enough support, or they don't believe in this, they don't believe it's possible, or they're working a system that just doesn't. We're an instant gratification society, and we don't get enough gratification, and the pull to have other things and to eat other things is more difficult. It's strong. So by creating people to have more and more success on this protocol and helping people succeed more and more, having your circle of influence kind of be healthy, it make it easier for you to be healthy. And then you realize, if you look around your circle of influence, they say that those who have friends who are active, who have athletics in their as a part of their lifestyle or some sort of exercise program, and that they like doing a lot of, you know, fun, active things, will find that they have an overall healthier circle of influence. And if you have a circle of influence that maybe is not so healthy, that doesn't make as healthy choices, not only do they live less, they live shorter lives, but they find themselves to be more of what their circle of influence is. So that could be a really scary conversation. Either you got to change your friends to get healthy, or get healthy and basically lead your friends in your path. And that would be pretty scary. But you think about it. I mean, you think about it when it comes to, you know, quitting smoking or you know, quitting drugs or quitting drinking. What they tell you got to do, you got to change your environment. You got to change the people you hang out with. You got to change the places, people, places, and things that you put yourself in order to maximize your results. Losing weight is no different. It's actually just as difficult and just as difficult to accomplish as quitting drugs or quitting drinking or quitting some habit, smoking or something that you've been addicted to for most of your life. Food is no less powerful of an addiction. So in the scheme of things, if we can create a community and create a place where people can quietly shift their circle of influence and find a circle of influence of people with like-minded that want to move in the same direction and want to get healthy, and then once you are healthy, it puts you in a very powerful position to now give back and help people do the same, and that's really what, you know, that, you know, the very strong message that I will repeat over and over again, that, you know, don't let your ego don't get lost in your ego once you like how you look in the mirror, because all of a sudden now you beautified the outside and you made the inside ugly. And therefore you're right back in the same boat. You know, I think congruent, when you're congruent and your inside matches your outside, regardless of, you know, where you're at, that you end up having a healthier, happier life, and you end up having people around you of like mind, and people that actually empower you instead of bring you down. So I know I've kind of covered a whole bunch of stuff today, but really I really was excited about the fact that epiphany came off, and I really wanted to share this information and let people know that it's available. And I also said, for those of you guys who are going to be on the call today, we're going to give you something special. I got a couple things I'm going to give you. One is that you'll be the first. If you go to colin8cg.com, that has my personal schedule that allows you to book a 15-minute session. It's completely free, just for you to either diagnose a problem that you're having, either set up a game plan for success. In other words, okay, what do I need to do to actually make sure I get on the right track? And make sure that you come with questions in hand, and try not to make them general questions of information you could already find out the answer to, because obviously that's wasting your time, which I think is valuable. And basically booking that time. So colin@hcg.com, and that means before anybody hears this podcast or replays it, you guys will be the first. I mean, if you fill up the calendar, you fill up the calendar for the month, but that it is what it is. I mean, for whatever's left on it. And this is my calendar that I have my normal appointments with and everything else. So I just kind of book it in there. And I'm doing that because I really want people to be proactive. I want the 411 call versus the 911 call. You know, it's like, and we always say that, you know, sometimes when we call, yeah, and not that I'm making this analogy so it brings it home, but I always say that for many, many years of my life, I was a person that called on God in a 911 situation, not a 411. You know, I wasn't a person that really was grounded spiritually. I didn't really tap into the universal sources, and I pretty much was always in a panic about something, or always learning from my mistakes. I mean, my parents would tell you when they were alive that I definitely came from the school of hard knocks, and I had a hard head, as they said. But I've learned, as I've matured and come into my own, that it's a much more peaceful life when you're in a 411 situation versus a 911 situation. And so, you know, why wait until you're in crisis to reach out for help instead of being proactive and getting all the information you need to set a plan for success ahead of time and really be successful? Because every time, and I'll tell you guys that this is probably the most important thing I've said on this entire call, that every time you put yourself in a state of stress, every time you put yourself in a state of distress, you are basically abandoning your weight loss success. Every time your body gets keyed up or stressed out, or you're panicked or you're worried or whatever, or angry or whatever, freaked out, whatever it is, your body shuts down. There's a reason why your shoulders come up and your body gets tense and your sphincter tightens up, is because your whole body is basically trying to just, it's shut down. And which means that things don't flow, fat doesn't flow, your blood, that's why your blood pressure goes up, because bottom line is it's slowing down. I mean, everything really, there's no benefit to that. So it's really the best place for you to be is to come to this protocol prepared, come with a knowing that this is something you're going to do for yourself, have your big why, make it as peaceful as a process, get all your information up front. Take it strategically, like you're putting together a table from IKEA. I always say that's the simplest way. You get a table, you follow the instructions, you don't ask questions, you don't second guess it, you just do it, because that's what the instructions say to do. And the peaceful you stay, and if you could even take 15 minutes a day and just being quiet, and call it meditation, call it prayer, call it gratitude, call it whatever you want. But those 15 minutes a day will not only make you live longer, but it will actually increase your success and your weight loss exponentially. And that's why I tell women, especially when it's that time of the month, don't freak out at the scale. Don't get all stressed out. Don't try and make the diet, you make your body bend to your will. Your body's already under its own stress. It's replenishing blood vessels. It's cleaning out your system, and you just let it do what it needs to do. Get quiet. Get peaceful. Be grateful. Let the scale do what it's going to do for 3, 4, 5 days. It will correct itself, and you'll move on and have your weight loss be perfect. If you stress out and try to do more exercise or stop eating or do whatever it is you're trying to force your body to do something it's not willing to do, you're just making the problem worse. And you're making so stress is you know that's the number one trigger for most people overeating and breaking protocol anyway. But reduce your stress, you reduce your waistline, you reduce your pounds and your inches, and you'll have much better. You'll be much happier with how the protocol works for you. And I got to tell you, I get people that are blowing, they're blowing the numbers off the charts like I've never seen. And I told you about my CJ, like the amazing success story. He lost 81 pounds. And first it was 91 days, and he went 120 days, and he decided to stop because he was, you know, having some outings with his wife and what have you. And he was like 12 days, about 12 days off the protocol. He was going to moving into phase three, and his wife said she was going to start the protocol and do some injections. So she mixed the batch, and after 2 days of the shots, he's like, no, you know, I don't want this shot. I don't like the shots. You know, I don't like the pricking myself. I'm gonna go ahead and do the drops. And so he's like, wait a minute, you're not gonna waste this stuff, man. We just paid good money for this stuff. So he called me and said, can I get back on this protocol and do this? And I said, well, how long have you been off? He said, yeah, it's been about 12 days. I said, usually 8 days is probably the threshold for you to kind of jump back on. But you know what? You've been kind of this great anomaly. You've been really just blowing the numbers out. Let's give it a shot. Start with the normal protocol. Go 2 days. If you don't see any results or any response, then you're gonna need to load again, and start the protocol. So he started the protocol, and he called me a week later or 5-6 days later. So he started the protocol. First 2 days, got on the scale, nothing happened. So he said, okay. I called and said, okay, if it doesn't work, then load. So he did. He loaded. Now, one thing I love about CJ and why he's had the most amazing results of anybody that I've coached over the last 3 years is because he doesn't second guess anything I say. He just does it, and he does it wholeheartedly. Now, here's somebody that's lost 90 pounds that he's as close to his goal as he's ever been in his entire life. He's literally, I think he's probably 10 pounds away from his goal now as of today. But he decided to load, and he gained 10 pounds in 48 hours. And he was a little freaked out. He's like, damn, now I just went from, I think at the time he was like 220, 221, then he went to 231. And he was a little freaked out. He's like, but you know what, I'm going to do what he said. I'm following the protocol. In 3 days after he did his load days, he lost 14 pounds. And he's like, it's like my freaking body, just, it's like it started all over again. He goes, you know this protocol, like in the back of your hand. I mean, he's like, I'm amazed that what you said worked. And I said, you know what, dude, I like the fact that you just don't second guess it. So, to make a long story short, he works long hours in the steel mill, so he gets 2 days off. So I probably won't talk until Saturday because he works 6 days on and 5 days on, 2 days off. But as of last Saturday, he was at 212, 211 pounds. There's probably a good chance he's probably at 205 come this Saturday. So this guy went from 295 pounds, 209, I think, 297 pounds. He's now at 205, and he said, I'm getting my six pack. My ripples in my stomach are showing through. And if you see, I have a picture of him, I think at his 60 pound mark, where his belly was huge. To tell him that 130-something days later, 140-something days later, I think it is, that he would be down almost 100 pounds and literally be in a 34-inch waist jeans and have his six-pack cutting through is a miracle, right? It's remarkable. And this is just tell you that I tell you this because if anybody can do it, if it's possible for one person, it's possible for anyone. And this is the one thing last thing I'm going to lay home that I'm going to answer to open the lines for questions is that, you know, there's a lot of things that can slow down your weight loss. You know, if your hormones are out of balance, or you know, you have something else going on with your body, or the things that can make it difficult for you to keep the weight off. Because I really think all of us at a certain age start looking into balancing out our hormones and making sure that the mechanism, once you recalibrate it, it has the best chance of staying there. But if the protocol is working for you for the first week or so, that means whatever problem you had, if it's a thyroid problem or if it's a whatever, you know, I have big bones problem or my whole family was big problem, whatever story you have in your mind, if it works for you from day one, then those problems did not stop your weight loss. So all of a sudden, it's not going to suddenly come up and, you know, week two, and all of a sudden your thyroid is going to be the reason why you're not losing weight. And the reason I say that is because people start going back to their old story. Well, so maybe it's my thyroid. Do you think maybe it's my this? I'm like, you know what? If it works, it works. If it never worked, then it never worked. But it doesn't sometimes work and sometimes not. And usually the common denominator is you. And all you got to do is look, first be honest with yourself, look in the mirror, look at your chart, look at what you're doing, and if you're not doing what you're supposed to do or not doing enough of one thing or too much of the other, change it, switch it up, make it right, and you'll start seeing the results. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So I got 31 minutes left, and this is an opportunity for you guys to Q&A or share, add some questions or thoughts about this whole conversation. Once again, if you go to colinhcg.com, you can check my schedule, you can book some time with me, and I am more than happy to help you get to where you want to go, or help, or you know, at least get, you know, whatever you need to do to get to where you got to go. That's my goal. And then one of the other things we're doing, we're putting together our podcast. I know a lot of you guys, you know, that do have iPhones and iTunes, you can go there and you can download them. Right now I'm working with taking the most popular podcast, I think it has the most content that's not repeating itself, and putting it into like an audio book form, so you guys can, those who don't have iPhones or have some other mechanism, that you'll be able to download those or have this audio book, and you can listen to these top 20 shows, whatever the case may be, because I get a lot of people say they get a lot out of them. That's why they're traveling in the car or traveling on the train or whatever they're traveling to, and it has a lot of information, and sometimes you want to play it back and listen to it. So we're going to put that little audio book together for you as well, with these past shows. And then one more last announcement. We also opened up AC90 Extreme, the coaching program. It's got a, you can now go in there and have a 14-day, a $1 14-day trial to see if you find that extra support is going to be beneficial to you. If you find it beneficial, then you can stay on, I think, for $47. If not, you can cancel. But one thing that you will be able to stay on is that we now have also our forum, our private forum, which was the forum that we had. We switched over to a new forum, but it was the same process we used for AC90 Extreme people, where they all supported each other and had yet everybody on the same protocol. So you're not going to get the goal is anyway that you're not going to get a bunch of misadvice that is outside of the way we do things. I think that's one of the really only rules we have, is that you're not rude or nasty to anybody, you don't put down anybody, you don't spam a bunch of people with a bunch of biz ops stuff and things that are not related to the protocol. You don't throw in, you know, non-approved dishes or things. And the reason for that, you know, send them to me or Janie. Only get the fact we don't want to mess people up. And it's really hard when you have a forum and it's open to everybody. You kind of get, you know, you get some people that just don't play by the rules. But you'll be able to stay in the forum and still use that as a support group. But the only way to get into it and register is that you do have to actually sign up for the 14-day trial. So that's another kind of cool thing, that's a lot of content in it. I mean, that website that we put together was for the challenge. And I mean, there's measuring videos and how to mix, how to do this, how to take a shot, you know, motivational stuff, meditate. There's meditations in there, because I'm a real big believer of meditation. So you can download and listen to the Wayne Dyer meditation, the morning and night one. There's about 27 different ones from Deepak Chopra, his website, that you can, if you've never meditated before, it takes you through 21 days of meditating with a different one every day, which I think is so cool, because it introduces people to something that they may not have done. But I'm telling you, 15 minutes a day will increase your weight loss, and it also will increase your life by 10 years if you commit to doing it every single day. There's meal plans, there's recipes. I mean, there's exercise programs in there for cardio and strength. I mean, my friend Debbie Beebe, who is, you know, the Taibo queen with Billy Blanks, she put a bunch of, you know, kickboxing workouts in there. I mean, it is. To me, I think it's the coolest spot in town when it comes to the HCG diet. It was a private thing for the challenges, but to be honest with you, I don't want the pressure of competition. We found a lot of people had, it was a big attrition rate on 90X2. I don't really know why. I'm trying to find out what the deal is. One was so huge and successful. Number two was a big flop, and I think it was the level of commitment coming in, but also I think it's just people were just trying to live up to, I think, maybe the original challenge. People, I don't know what it was. But the bottom line is that, you know what, it wasn't fun. So I figured, you know what, the information is very valuable. It's in line with our book. It's in line with our philosophy. It's in line with our belief system about exercise and this protocol. And it's about, you know, taking you through every phase, phase two, phase three, stabilization, phase four, going back to life, and having an audio, video, and written guide, and a community that you can tap into that's all thinking the same thing, all following the same protocol, all following the same rules. So if you find it valuable, you can stay on as a member. If not, you can cancel your membership, but still have access to the forum, because, like I said, we're here to serve. We want you guys to be able to have a place to go and get the support you need. And that's what we're here to do. So those are the big three announcements. So you guys get them first for being here on the show, but you also get, like I said, the 15 minutes with me, the chat, which I'm sure will run over 15 minutes because I'm very verbose. you'll get access to the audio book that we're putting together because we'll have your email address. And you now also know that you can get onto HC90 Extreme at $1 14-day trial. And at least tap, at least look in the system, take it for a test drive, see if it's got content in there that will help you, motivate you, and keep you on your track. So, anyway, so we're getting ready to answer that question. We got 26 minutes. So state your name, where you're coming from, and where you're calling from, and what your question is, and we'll try and be brief with each one of them. If you guys have a question, press 1 on your phone. It'll put your hand up, and I'll take them in the order in which they're received. We have 2 up. 1's been up since the whole call, so I'm going to call on you anyway. And if you just don't have anything to say, then you can just let me know, and then I'll go to the next call. So, excuse me, first caller, your number is 314-443. You're on the air. 314-443. You're the one that had your hand up from all day.
Oh, yeah. I had a question about the B12 that came in.
Yes.
That just came in shipping. We don't mix the B12 at all, right?
No, you don't need to mix it. All you just need to do is open the ampule and then put that in your other bottle. Or you can just put it into your syringes directly and then add your ACG to that, depending on what kit
okay.
you got. So
it is supposed to be red, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That's
okay, because I saw yours was orange. I don't know.
Well, I think mine was orange. Maybe depends on different whatever brand you have, but I mean it's red. It's cranberry, kind of cranberry red. Yeah.
Okay. So. Just making sure if I shoot it. All right. Thank you.
All right. No worries. Okay. Hey, yeah. Don't put that in. I mean, that's an intramuscular or subcutaneous shot, right? So make sure your belly, shoulder, thigh, and stay away from any kind of intravenous stuff. Just FYI. Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else? Yeah, one hand went up, went down. If you have any questions, you can go ahead and press your 1 on your phone. If not, I can go upstairs and see what my wife's got cooking. Okay, we got and the first caller, please put your hand down cuz that way I don't have to make a mistake again. All right. 954-588. You're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
The question that I have is, before I found you online, I actually started another program, and mm-hmm. it's not really going that well for me, and I listened to everything that you had to say, and I'm not sure if they diluted it because it was pre-filled syringes.
Mm-hmm.
So can I mix, can I just purchase some of your, where you have on your website, and just continue with that, or do I have to stop? Completely.
No. You can, but I would like to first just figure out. I don't. Like I said, it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction that people assume that it's something wrong with their ATG, and that's kind of rare. I mean, really. So I don't want to eliminate and have you spend money unless it's really, really not effective. So I would like to go through the process of elimination with you to make sure that it's nothing else. Because given this conversation, could it possibly be anything else?
Well, it's just
and
that.
And ask the question.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying it's just that, I know after a certain period of time, you're not. It's been 6 days, and I'm just starving. I'm really like hungry, and I know I'm not supposed to feel that way. And I know that they say with the homeopathic, you feel kind of hungry all the time, but with the regular injection with the true HCG, it kind of takes your hunger away, and I'm starving.
Right, but you said you have injections, though, right, not drops, right?
Yes, the injections, yes.
Right, and it just may be a difference of not having the right dose, and that's kind of, some people have this blanket belief that, 150 or 175 IUs is enough for everybody, and some people are different. I mean, my recommendation is 200 IUs. Some people need to go to 25, some people have to go to 275, so it may be the fact that you're just not getting enough in their
mm-hmm.
pre-filled syringes. And that by you kind of increasing your dose a little bit, you may find out you may end up having shorter days that you have your syringes for. But the point is, at least you can use what you have. Just put dial your dose. If I would like, how much your syringe?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I can take a look at it. I'm gonna take a quick look at it.
All right, try and be fast. 'Cause we have other people holding here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And you guys, I hope my phone doesn't cut out. I use my Magic Jack, and usually after an hour, it starts getting kind of weird, and sometimes
it's still
it just cuts.
It's still the
25. It's still the 25?
25 minutes, right.
Right, and since we don't know how they mixed it or what they mixed it with, if they mixed it with 10 milliliters of water, we don't know how they mixed it. So I would just say that I would take your 25 and then take another 5 or 10 minutes, like take the other strands, take a little bit of 5 or 10 minutes of it, and see if your hunger goes away. Because if the hunger goes away, that means your HCG is working. You just have the wrong dose before you go throw it out with don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. So I'm all about saving people. I'm not taking money from people or having you buy stuff that you don't need. I mean, that's, to me, is foolish. So let's first try and up your dose a little bit, see if your symptoms go away. Then we know you can use what you have, then you'll just have to get more. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And can I, it's only 28 days I purchased it for, so I can back yours up with it?
Yeah.
If I wanted to go 40?
Let's find out if it's working. And then if what you'll do, you'll probably end up with maybe 20 days or 19 or 17 days, but you'll know ahead of time, then you can just order the balance however many days you need after that, but at least you didn't throw out what you just paid for.
Right.
You know?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. Next caller. Okay. Next caller, 718-930. You're on the air.
Yes. How you doing? Vincent from New York.
Hey, Vincent from New York.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I got a question about the maintenance phase when you're coming off the diet and you did the no carbs for the 2-3 weeks. I'm on my second round of the stuff. The first round I had a hard time maintaining the weight. I was doing a steak day like every other day, it seems, and.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe you can comment on that, maybe give a little guidance so I have a smoother time this round.
Sure. Good question. Vincent, the key to maintaining in phase three is almost the same key to losing in phase two. Protein, protein, protein. If you're doing a steak day and your steak day is working, it means that what happens when you're gaining weight like that, especially when you're gaining it rapidly, it's proteinedema, which means your body's not getting enough protein, so it holds on to water in most cases, which means that you need to have a diet that's probably about 60% protein. So when people go into phase three, they kind of freak out and go, okay, what am I going to eat? I can have all this other stuff now except for sugar and starch. And so they start carb loading, basically having a lot more fruit, a lot more nuts, but they're like, they start cutting down their protein. So what I would recommend you do, add a whole extra meal. So eat very similar like you did in phase two, having your lean protein, your vegetables, and your fruit throughout the day. But you're going to have a full-on breakfast, like, four or five eggs with, basically three egg whites, two whole eggs, three, four strips of turkey bacon, but you're not having any toast. Then you have your lunch, which is your normal lunch you'd have on the protocol, chicken breast, whatever, and vegetables. Then have your fruit snack, have a handful of nuts. I mean, basically you need to keep your calorie intake within your basal metabolic rate. So the easiest way for you to calculate that is calculate whatever your end weight was times 12. And that's going to give you your maximum daily calories, okay? So, top of my head, if you're 200 pounds, you're basically be around 2,400 calories a day. So now you need to you need to make sure that you're eating every 3 hours and you're having a full lean protein and carb, which is the vegetable and a fruit, with every meal. If you do that and you have an occasional handful of nuts and some cottage cheese or some yogurt or some dairy, some cheese, what have you, you'll actually keep your calorie intake within check, but your protein intake will be high. If your protein intake is sufficient, your body will not skyrocket in weight. So if you're having to do a protein day every day, look back at what you're eating, and you'll probably find out that your grams per protein for body weight was way low, way too low.
Okay. I'll be looking at that. Yeah, that makes sense. I appreciate the input, the comments. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All righty, let's see if I have anybody. It's kind of hard to tell some guys. If you don't put your hand down, then it's kind of hard. So, go ahead, Vincent, go ahead and put your one on your phone again. Put your hand down. I think the 954-4588, put your hand down, please, unless you have another question. And 314-433, put your hand down, and then that way we'll know we have whatever the other questions we have. So I'm waiting for 314. So is there anybody else that have any other questions? Because 314 443, your hand's still up. So I'm not sure if you do you have another question? You're on the air. 314443, do you have another question? Okay. All right. Right. I think that's pretty much it. Usually no other hands are popping up. One last thing, unless somebody pops their hand up. A very cool thing also that's coming about here, and I'm currently in the testing mode of this, but there is, I've been talking to the creator of a HCG diet protein shake. This protein shake was actually formulated for the HCG diet. It's not a protein shake you can use with the HCG diet that you have to kind of worry about. This literally was made as a meal replacement that has 26 grams of protein, 130 calories. What's really cool about it, if you guys remember my 11 secrets to beating down the hunger monster, it also has high-grade pharmaceutical Hoodia in it, which also helps with appetite suppressants. But for the working with the AC Body for Life system, especially with our workout program and as a post-workout shake, I think this is going to be huge. I have a lot of private clients that are very busy people, and one of the biggest obstacles they have is trying to get their meals in throughout the day, and they're working late or they've got meetings, and so this, I think, is going to be huge. There's a lot of products I've seen out there that people have been asking. People have been asking me for years now about what protein shake would I recommend for those that are traveling or have to have a meal replacement or just need extra protein for our workout schedule on our menu for our book diet. But this is really exciting. So I don't like to completely, tell people about it or even endorse a product until I've actually used it, proven it, that it's worked. So right now I'm doing a little test right now over a few days to kind of see not only taste-wise, how your body reacts to it, how it feels as far as the weight, and all that kind of stuff. And if I really, get a thumbs up on it, not only will it be available on our site, I'm really gonna help this company get this product out there, because I think it's perfect timing. I know it's been something I've been looking for, especially with my clients. It's one of the biggest obstacles I've been trying to find a good source for. And the fact that the person was smart enough to really take everything into consideration. I mean, it contains fat burners, it has high-grade Hoodia, it's got 7 grams of soluble fiber, which increases the fiber in the diet, because if you've been on this protocol, you know that one of the mild side effects of this protocol is constipation because of the low fiber. It's low-carb, low-glycemic, high-protein, badass stuff. Taste doesn't taste bad. So, like I said, I'm still waiting for the overall results so I can kind of give it a real honest review, but I think this is going to be really exciting stuff too, guys. So, and I'll be blogging about this, doing my YouTube stuff about this, and then if it works out the way I think it will, then we'll actually put it up on our site, a link to how you can get this stuff. I think it's reasonably priced, and it's going to make a huge difference for some of you people that are really busy that are having a hard time figuring out what to eat or having the time getting that food in. And that'll stop from you falling into that starvation mode by skipping meals, 2-3 hours at a time. So that's very cool, too. I forgot about it. I had that announcement as well. So I'm going to recap, and then I'm going to go ahead and close the call. It doesn't seem like any more questions. So I really thank you for being here. I hope you found the information informative. As always, share the love. If you guys go to our podcast, in iTunes, and you're listening to a podcast, for example, and you like one, you think it has a really good message, there's a button right on the right-hand side of that podcast that says that share this on your Facebook page or send it to a friend. Please do that. Share the love. It's free information that we put out there. It's that we really think that it's beneficial and helpful and good quality content. And the more good content we can get out there and make it available for people, it's going to eliminate them being swamped by information overload or lost in the abyss of all the HG diet information. You know what? I read, I study this protocol, I've tested it, I've been a guinea pig on several occasions with my family members. Thank God they're all willing to experiment with us. And everything that I come to you guys with is because I believe it, I've lived it, or I've experienced it, or I've coached somebody through it. I'm never going to throw some information out there that I don't know the answer to, or just for hype. And that reminds me that on one of the calls last month, there was a lady that asked me about a certain type of HCG that I didn't know the answer about. And I wish I could remember the name. Dang. And it was a certain kind of HCG that she was wondering if how you can get it. She couldn't find it. So I did some research on it, and what I did find about it, that it is used primarily for, almost exclusively for fertilization aspect, because if you don't know that HCG was approved by the FDA as a fertility drug to help women, you know, obviously get pregnant, or help them, those who could not get pregnant, get pregnant. But the brand that she was referring to, and gosh, I wish I could remember the name. Now I'm going to have to come next week and tell you. But everything I found on it, not only was it not available unless you were trying to do that, but it was probably the only ACG that I saw with a list of side effects that were, and I think is basically the fact, this is the big thing. It's formulated synthetically from Chinese hamsters and mice. Clue number one. So even though apparently it's like the most potent HCG of its kind, it's not from human sources. It's kind of synthetically made, or I don't know how you would call that, but it's actually from Chinese, and I don't know why Chinese, but Chinese hamsters and mice, and it actually had a list of side effects, which was more like you would find in the drug category than you find in this natural hormone category. So I got to say, for the weight loss purposes, a big X-nay on that one. I definitely, anything I see with red flags like that, I can't really with a good conscience tell people that I recommend it. And there's a reason why it's hard to come by, because it's clinically, I think, made for that purpose. I don't know why she was looking forward to use it for weight loss purposes. I don't know if it would work or not, but the point is that some of the side effects that I saw that just, you know, I don't like when I see a list of side effects. That's one thing I loved about this protocol, because there were no list of side effects other than, you know, mild headache once in a while and some constipation. I mean, to me, that's we can get that from eating the wrong pasta or something. You know, so anyway, I promised I would come back and answer that question, and since I had some time, now obviously it's not answered completely because I can't remember the freaking name of it, but now I look it up. But those of you who maybe were on the call or you listened to the podcast, you'll know what I'm talking about, and that was what I found out on that particular type of HCG. So, and one last, I got time. People always ask about brand of HCG. One is brand is better than the other, and there's some people that swear that, oh, you know, I had better results with this brand. I gotta tell you, I've tried a lot of different brands, and I always go for the brand that has the best price. I already know my source is trustworthy, so I go for the best price. I'm all about, if I want to save a buck, then I assume that most people do, especially in this economy. And I've always had great results. It didn't matter what brand I had. So I felt it's about the integrity of your protocol, not the brand of ACG you're using. So if you're hunting around for a certain brand and that's your reason why you're not starting the protocol, because someone told you WHOCOG is the best, or, you know, Fertigal is the best, Novarel is the best. You know what? It's personal opinion, but to be honest with you, I really have not found one HCG product that stood out among the others. And I think I probably tested and paid attention more than the average person. So just add that in there as another, you know, soundbite to this particular podcast. But hey, I covered a lot today. I appreciate you guys being here and listening to it. I mean, for almost 90 minutes. I mean, I appreciate you being here. I wasn't talking to myself. And share the love. Good luck on your protocol. Schedule time with me if you need it. If you don't, tell a friend who's having problems with the protocol. I'd love to help them. And like I said, guys, you know, there's no strings attached. You just, you know, you feel, if I have time available, that means it's not being taken by somebody else. I'd rather give that time away and help somebody than have it go to waste. And for those of you who really know ahead of time that you need some more one-on-one accountability, then you can always go to my website on our products page, and there's private coaching sessions. You can either get email, video conference, telephone conference, or if you live local, you can have private one-on-one sessions. The prices are there if that's something you feel like you need. Everyone knows what they need and what they don't need. I'm never peddling or pushing anything. I say, you know what? Use the tools we have out for you, those that are free and those that are not free, whichever works for you. Take the 14-day trial, become a part of our forum, share your experience, share your success. And one thing very cool about it, guys, I kept the guidelines for the HC90 Extreme, even though it's not a challenge, the same as far as, if you really want to be accountable, I mean, it's about posting your before and after. Before you're posting your weekly photos and weekly measurements of your weigh-ins and your measurements and your numbers every week, so that your world or your community can see it. It means you're not hiding in the background, because if you want to hide, then you're afraid, obviously, that you're coming into this with the wrong level of integrity, that you're worried that you're not going to follow through anyway. This is accountability 101. This is about, if you really want success, step up, show up, participate, put in your numbers, be a part of the community, and live the dream. I'm telling you, there's no better gift you can give yourself than health. Feeling good and feeling good about yourself and looking in the mirror and liking what you see and people loving your energy because you feel so good and you're just being so kind and you're smiling and you're just radiating a strong being. And that's really what the world's all about. It's about making people exuding who they are. And I think we all are beautiful people and we all have a lot of love in us. And sometimes that gets shadowed by how we feel about ourselves. So change the record. Change the way you do things. Don't be insane by doing the same things over and over again that don't work. And try something new. And you may be surprised. So God bless you. Love you bunches. I'm out of here. I'm going to turn on some Mary J. Blige and go chill. So I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.